This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, thanking Noelle for everything that she does. Now, is our guest ready to go? She is, which means Noelle is also going to join us for this. We had a wonderful conversation with her last week.
Yes, we did.
And she has stepped up on this holiday weekend to join us
again. I actually
again.
Saw her this week.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you do the introduction, Seth?
Of course.
Y'all old friends.
It's always great
y'all
to see her.
Friends,
last time I saw her, we were down at Gateway Center Arena. Great to have her back here with us on this Saturday morning here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Megan L. Hall joins us from USA Today's
For the win. Yeah.
Welcome back, Megan.
Morning.
Hey. Yeah, good morning. And you guys came back with music again this time. Music that I was jamming to for a second time. I kind of like it here.
I told you we got to put a soundtrack down. I'm trying to make us some money on the side here. And if you want to contribute or any thoughts on stuff that you like, We're happy to hear it. How was your fourth, by the way? How was your fourth?
My fourth was pretty good. We did absolutely nothing, and that was glorious for a family of four that is constantly busy.
Yep.
So I'll take it. We didn't even have to go anywhere. The people in our neighborhood had fireworks for us, so we just opened up the blinds to the front of our house and sat in the living room.
Outstanding. That's a great plan. Thoughts about this week with our team? And we've seen some things here with the Dream. Last night it happened again. Some things fall apart at the end. We saw it with the Chicago Sky as well. Thoughts about this team and what they need to do to get over the hump? Just try to finish some games. They're playing well, and even without some of the people that they had to play, no Jordan Canada last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it right there, Sam, right? Like, there's no Jordan Canada. She's out again after coming back for four games. She's got a broken finger on her right hand. No Ryan Howard and no Ariel Powers either. And that's really tough to win games. I really just think it's, hey, you got to stay locked in it. And really from the beginning. So if you look at this team over the last several games, you'll notice a trend. They typically do not win the first quarter, right? Like even last night, I believe it was 20-16 in the first quarter. That's not going to help you down the stretch if you're not coming out the gate fast. And that's something Coach Wright has talked about too several, times over the season is starting fast. So it's just something that the team, they're still young, right? They're still learning. So just something they're going to have to get through. If they start fast and continue that, they can win games. You saw it when they upset the Connecticut Sun, which even I had to kind of turn my head a little bit. You did what? and so I think that for them, it's just a matter of, hey, let's put our head down and go straight to work. We don't have Jordan. We don't have Ryan. We're missing some key players off our bench. We've got to continue to put those plays together.
Megan Noel here. Last night, I believe the Dream took a total of 6 3-point shots. Do you think that is an intentional style of play, or do we just lack the shooters to play that style?
That's a good question. And yes, I did notice they were 2 for 6 from 3-point land, which only taking 6 3-point shots is a little bit of a head scratcher. I think typically, they're somewhere up in the, 10 plus, attempts. I don't think it's because you lack the 3-point shooters. For sure, Ryan Howard is a huge part of that. Alisha Gray is also someone who can shoot the 3-ball. And even Tina Charles at the 5 can shoot the 3-ball. So I don't think it's lack of shooters. I just think you got to take the shots, right? I think really that 3-point shooting has to start with Alisha Gray if Ryan Howard is out. I just think that you're not going to see it you're not going to see everyone else follow suit if someone isn't taking the initiative to knock down the 3-balls.
and spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Great to spend some time with Megan L. Hall joining us in USA Today. Talk about, you know, Tina Charles. And last night she becomes, what, the third all-time scorer in the league in this year when people are discovering or rediscovering this league and finding out the players. We're talking about the players who are new to the league, but someone who has been here. And the fact that she's here in Atlanta, we can get the chance to see this person play, who definitely, to me, is bound for the Hall of Fame. But thoughts about her accomplishing that? I know she would rather have won the game, but just what she's been able to do in this career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is a sight to behold. I say this all the time, but I'm truly blessed that we get the opportunity to be in her presence. Tina is such a gracious and humble leader. It's truly amazing to me because for someone who has that kind of a resume, I'm sorry, I probably would be popping off just a little bit. You know, hey, somebody's going to see my points. But Tina, through it all, is super gracious. And I think for her, like, that's just a testament to her, like, just, I mean, nonstop motor. Like, Tina doesn't stop working. And the fact that not only is she three, but she has a chance to become two this season is just tremendous to me. I definitely think she's going to do it. I believe she's 105 points away from becoming second all-time behind Diana Taurasi. And that, to me, is just, I don't even know how to wrap my mind around watching greatness like that. I would say this, if nothing else, you know, Tina has come back and continued to add to her resume. And I will say right here, I for sure it's going to be Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame or rewrite it. And I don't think you would have seen me upset. So Hall of Fame.
Megan, next week the WNBA has their first All-Star game with the spotlight being as bright as it has ever been. What are you expecting to see, if anything, a little bit different, or how they're going to take advantage of that during this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, so we'll start with the All-Star game itself. So it's a Team WNBA versus Team USA setup, which is going to be really cool. So anyone who was voted an All-Star that's not already on Team USA will be on Team WNBA. So you're going to see the likes of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Kayla McBride, Alisha Gray, of course, from the Atlanta Dream. Will be on that roster. I am super excited to see just how competitive this game gets. I think outside of the game, the three-point contest is probably what I'm looking forward to. And I think it was yesterday Caitlin Clark was asked about whether or not she was going to participate in it. And, you know, of course, she kind of had to lie to us and say, oh, you know, I can't give you guys all the answers. Caitlin, please. Please, Caitlin. We know you're going to be in it. But, you know, I think it would be criminal not to have Caitlin Clark in the three-point contest. Give me Caitlin Clark. Give me Sabrina Ionescu. Give me Kayla McBride, Jackie Young, like, even Alisha Gray. Like, give me the three-point, you know, elite shooters and just let them go have fun. That's what I'm looking forward to the most. I think fans are going to be in for a treat. You're also going to get to see Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese on the same team. And I'm sorry to their fans. They're going to have to wear their get-along shirt for that weekend because, hey, it's going to be really cool to see Caitlin, you know, dish out some dimes to Angel. Angel, you know, setting a screen for Caitlin or anything else of that nature. Like, that's going to be really cool. I think they're both looking forward to it. And contrary to popular belief, these girls are actually friends off the court. I know that's so hard to believe for a lot of fans, but now, you know, they're friends off the court. I witnessed it in person. They actually really like each other.
Yeah, when's Steph Curry showing up, though? They're going to do that thing with Sabrina again?
with Steph, Sabrina and Steph, right?
Yeah, they're going to do that thing again with Steph and Sabrina?
I don't. listen, I don't think that will be the case, but I wouldn't be shocked to see, you know, Steph show up or anybody else show up. I'll say this, you know, All-Star Weekend and really this whole season has been bringing out all the superstars from other sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, Marshawn Lynch showed up to a game the other day, and I was like, wow, that's we have one. Officially made it.
Wow.
Marshawn came out to it.
Wow.
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch was at the Aces game, and I'm like, well, all right. So, hey, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked to see anybody, you know, roll up to that game.
Wow, folks. Fantastic. Great information we're getting from Megan L. Hall. And you can follow always. She is social. You can find her on It's Megan L. Hall. It's Megan L. Hall. Thoughts about get you back to our hometown team and maybe some players who are starting to emerge and take on a little bit more as this team has some needs right now. We watched in the box score last night. It was good to see some point production from Haley Jones. A lot of people want to see her score more. She was in double figures last night and with four assists. You'd like to see her do that consistently, though, wouldn't you?
Agreed. You know, Haley Jones with 16 points. I think she shot 77%, which is amazing. That's tremendous shooting from Haley Jones. I think that's been something she's talked about throughout the course of the season, about being more aggressive, about being more confident. I think she's still kind of finding her way in terms of, okay, she didn't get as much minutes as she probably should have last season, and now she's getting them, and she might not quite know what to do with them. So, you know, when she comes out, we're like, okay, Haley, come on, let's go. That's really great to see from her. I would say Maya Caldwell has come in and just been fantastic since she's come in. She had multiple games of 8, 9 points off the bench. Last night she started 11 points, which is great to come in and immediately get in double figures. I think, you know, to be honest with you, Maya didn't need that much of an introduction. She spent time with the Dream before and she just hopped right in and joined. And that to me is great. And I'll say this, I know she's injured right now, but Aero Powers has been phenomenal off the Dream bench. She, when you talk about a hometown girl through and through, she loves Atlanta. And you would think that she grew up here, that passion that she has for the team, passion she has for the fans. I just love it. I absolutely love it to see. And even Destiny Henderson, who's on she's on a 7-day hardship contract right now. And she came in and immediately contributed with points last night. And so that's really great because she spent time with the Dream in training camp. And I think that was a really tough cut for the team to make, cutting Destiny and I think Taj Cole as well, once they got Crystal Dangerfield over. So, yeah, it was good to see her come back and immediately jump in, you know, in limited minutes. So, I'm excited for that. And I'll give you one more. Cheyenne Parker-Tyus off the bench. She's had to make an adjustment coming out of the starting lineup. Just wasn't working very well with her and Tina on the floor. But she's been solid, pretty solid coming off the bench. And I think you gotta appreciate her willingness to be able to do that for her team.
Absolutely. Got to clean up them turnovers, though. My goodness, 28 last night.
For sure.
I mean, that's
the, yeah, you know, it's hard to win games like that, right?
Yeah, that's difficult. That's something they got to clean up.
Last night, that game last night was a nail biter against the Wings, but there were nail biters all over the WNBA last night, Megan. What were some of the things that stood out to you outside of the Dream Dallas game?
You know, I don't know what it is about the Aces and the Sparks, but the Sparks have the Aces number. Like, I don't know in what world I ever thought I would see an Asia Wilson 35 points, 12 rebounds, 6 blocks stat line, and you would tell me that they lost the game. I think the Sparks have figured it out against the Aces. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to go ahead and say it out loud. I'm not sure the Aces take the Sparks very seriously. You've seen that in several games that they've played this season. And De'Erica Hamby has been on a mission. It's personal for her. If you know the backstory on Hamby and the Aces, it hasn't always been roses and sunshine with her. So anytime she plays them, she just goes off. She had another double-double last night against them and now leads the league in double-doubles. Like, that was tremendous. And Ari McDonald, who used to be a Dream player, shout out to Ari. She's played tremendous since she's been out in L.A. She dropped 23 last night. Just great basketball to see the Sparks break their losing streak. And I will say this as well, if you didn't notice, the last time the Sparks won was also against the Aces. So I don't know whatever voodoo is going on there. But the Sparks definitely have the Aces number. Outside of that, Chicago and Seattle. I had to go back and watch this game because I missed it last night. So I went back and watched it this morning. How about Kennedy Carter? My goodness, yeah. 33 points. She dropped near a 30 burger against Atlanta. So I guess maybe I'll feel that bad. She did it to someone else as well. 33 points. She's playing tremendous against under Teresa Weddington's leadership. Angel Reese, she tied Candace Parker's double-double record for most double-doubles over the course of multiple seasons. So she's now got 12 consecutive. She had 27, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks as well, and 2 three balls. So, wow. I don't even know what's happening. But whatever Tina Charles said to her, agreed. Haley Jones with 16 points. I think she shot 77%, which is amazing. That's tremendous shooting from Haley Jones. I think that's been something she's talked about throughout the course of the season, about being more aggressive, about being more confident. I think she's still kind of finding her way in terms of, okay, she didn't get as much minutes as she probably should have last season, and now she's getting them, and she might not quite know what to do with them. So, when she comes out, we're like, okay, Haley, come on, let's go. That's really great to see from her. I would say Maya Caldwell has come in and just been fantastic since she's come in. She had multiple games of 8-9 points off the bench. Last night she started 11 points, which is great to come in and immediately get in double figures. I think, to be honest with you, Maya didn't need that much of an introduction. She spent time with the Dream before and she just hopped right in and joined. And that to me is great. And I'll say this, I know she's injured right now, but Aero Powers has been phenomenal off the Dream bench. She, when you talk about a hometown girl through and through, she loves Atlanta. And you would think that she grew up here, that passion that she has for the team, passion she has for the fans. I just love it. I absolutely love it to see. And even Destiny Henderson, who's on she's on a 7-day hardship contract right now. And she came in and immediately contributed with points last night. And so that's really great because she spent time with the Dream in training camp. And I think that was a really tough cut for the team to make, cutting Destiny and I think Taj Cole as well, once they got Crystal Dangerfield over. So, yeah, it was good to see her come back and immediately jump in, in limited minutes. So, I'm excited for that. And I'll give you one more. Cheyenne Parker-Tyus off the bench. She's had to make an adjustment coming out of the starting lineup. Just wasn't working very well with her and Tina on the floor. But she's been solid, pretty solid coming off the bench. And I think you gotta appreciate her willingness to be able to do that for her team.
Absolutely. Got to clean up them turnovers, though. My goodness, 28 last night.
For sure.
I mean, that's
It's hard to win games like that, right?
Yeah, that's
indeed
difficult. That's something they got to clean up.
Last night, that game last night was a nail biter against the Wings, but there were nail biters all over the WNBA last night, Megan. What were some of the things that stood out to you outside of the Dream Dallas game?
I don't know what it is about the Aces and the Sparks, but the Sparks have the Aces number. Like, I don't know in what world I ever thought I would see an Asia Wilson 35 points, 12 rebounds, 6 blocks stat line, and you would tell me that they lost the game. I think the Sparks have figured it out against the Aces. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to go ahead and say it out loud. I'm not sure the Aces take the Sparks very seriously. You've seen that in several games that they've played this season. And De'Erica Hamby has been on a mission. It's personal for her. If you know the backstory on Hamby and the Aces, it hasn't always been roses and sunshine with her. So anytime she plays them, she just goes off. She had another double-double last night against them and now leads the league in double-doubles. Like, that was tremendous. And Ari McDonald, who used to be a Dream player, shout out to Ari. She's played tremendous since she's been out in L.A. She dropped 23 last night. Just great basketball to see the Sparks break their losing streak. And I will say this as well, if you didn't notice, the last time the Sparks won was also against the Aces. So I don't know whatever voodoo is going on there. The Sparks definitely have the Aces number. Outside of that, Chicago and Seattle. I had to go back and watch this game because I missed it last night. So I went back and watched it this morning. How about Kennedy Carter? My goodness, yeah. 33 points. She dropped near a 30 burger against Atlanta. So I guess maybe I don't feel that bad. She did it to someone else as well. 33 points. She's playing tremendous against under Teresa Weddington's leadership. Angel Reese, she tied Candace Parker's double-double record for most double-doubles over, you know, the course of multiple seasons. So she's now got 12 consecutive. She had 27, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks as well, and 2 three balls. So, wow. I don't even know what's happening. But whatever Tina Charles said to her on June 8th, the last time that they played, when they played in Chicago, whatever Tina said to her about settling down in the post has worked, because the girl's been on fire. And so if you haven't been paying attention to Angel Reese now for Rookie of the Year conversation, like, you at least got to turn your head. Like, I get it. Caitlin Clark is definitely got a very strong case, an elite case, in my opinion. But Angel Reese, holy cow, she is coming. She's coming. So if you haven't turned your head, like, I suggest you turn your head and pay attention now, because she's got something to say about it.
All right, that is Megan L. Hall, USA Today's For the Win, joining us. We told you we'd have you back here, and you were great as always. Listen, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for getting up and being a part of our show. And Noelle and I, we got your number. We're going to be calling you again.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it. We are going to let you know how money is flying through the air, and going to have a little game with Mr. Crenshaw and Noelle up next, moving to the casting call segment. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.